Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. No more excuses for the poor audio quality. It's your ears. Get your hearing checked. The topic this week was card. We got a lot of stories in this week, so I'll shut up and just let you guys take over. Here is... Oh, I should probably look and see who's next. Thomas up there in Squim with his fifth coffee. I'm still working on my first here. Hold on. I took a support lobster home from the job. Well, the job that I'm not doing anymore. I'm unemployed. So, I'll tell you more about that. Here's Thomas, who, he has a job. He writes lots of stories. Does that count as a job? Does that mean I still have, I should just take a break.
His business card was unique. Brad, a designer, had special cards made that he would hand out to prospective clients. The cards were made for him by Altadox in Shenzhen, China. Containing circuits, the card hummed, lit up, then vibrated when exposed to light and warmed by contact with the hand. Brad would pull a card out at a meeting and hand it to the visitors, causing the meeting to stop while everyone passed the card around, examining it. The small amount of radioactive material used to power the devices leaked, and the cards had to be recalled. But too late. Mr. Bilbo thought of himself as a real card, but his practical jokes usually caused injury, and his last trick put his own mother into traction. Underneath his benign exterior, an evil, sadistic man simmered. Terence was angry about being born without the usual complement of man parts, so he spent time dreaming up pranks to agitate everyone he came in contact with. He had no friends and worked as a clerk in a county job. Terence's last gag involved gunpowder and alcohol. He was setting up the gag when something went wrong, painting the garage walls with Terence. Nancy was crafty. She brushed her friend's dog, carded and spun the long hair, and knitted hats for her family. Nancy discovered all the hats went missing within a few days. One afternoon, she saw her dog, Pearl, digging in the backyard. Grass and dirt flew from between her back legs as she worked zealously at the hole in the backyard. Nancy went to investigate and found her hat at the bottom of the hole, partially covered by the loose dirt. Pearl didn't like the whole family walking around with the smell of the other dog on their heads.
Hats made from dog hair. Oh, thank you, Thomas. I needed a little brightening up here. I can't find my camera, and I wanted to get a fresh photo of a cat for the weekly cat that I put up with the podcast. And so I snapped a photo of Bruin with my wife's camera, which for some reason is fully charged, really is. And, I snapped a photo and then I plugged in and got a download because it was the onboard memory. I didn't see a chip in there. It's like, oh, memory full. So I put in there and it took about 2 minutes for the software to this and the C++ libraries. And there are photos of Nardo in there. Ones that I remember taking long ago. And, so I'm putting a few up on Flickr from that. And he was with Mist and Bruin was up on the table and it wasn't anything, any of those were any special, though I'll probably grab those because he was, probably about one. When I snapped that, we got this camera like a year and a half ago, with Coinstar because it went to Amazon credit. We had a whole fishbowl of coins. It was like $150. So it's like, you know, get a camera for Gina and maybe I'll borrow it now and then. And No, not allowed to borrow it. So I can't find my camera, so might as well use hers. And I was practicing with Zoom and this, which is why he was all the way down the hall cleaning his tummy, and I got him. So, man, that's why this is coming out late. It took a while for me to get over that. So you never get over that kind of stuff. Trust me on that. All right. Next up, we have, with this wonderful emotional lead-in, Jeffrey has returned. Yes, he's back. Or in his own words, hi, Lawrence. Here's my 100-word story for... Well, that's not special. But still, he's back, and here's his story.
Hello. This is Jeffrey Fisher here for 100-word stories weekly challenge number 332 with the word card. My story today is called It's in the Cards by Jeffrey Fisher. You sit in front of the woman in the crazy gypsy dress, your wife next to you, watching the elderly woman put one tarot card on top of the other. You do not bother to hide your skepticism. The gypsy woman doesn't seem to mind. She knows that your wife insisted you do this, and she's seen the skeptical husband archetype before. You paid up front, and that's all that matters to her. The gypsy places another card on the table, on top of the Wheel of Fortune that already lay there. The Fool. Certainly appropriate, you think dryly. A significant change is coming, the elderly woman says. Is her accent real or put on? You can't decide. She places another card 90 degrees from the others. Temperance. I need a drink, you think. Harmony and balance, she says. But opposite of that, you have unbalance. Last card. You turn to your wife. It's death. It's always death in these cheesy carnivals. The gypsy places the last card. Not death, but the tower. Hard times for you, she says. It is your ruin. I've had enough, you say, and leave the tent. Your wife catches up with you and says nothing as you make your way to the car. Angrily, you start up the car and drive off too fast. When the child steps in front of the car, you have no time to stop, and the little body hits the front bumper, then the windshield. As your wife begins to scream, you wonder if the gypsy has the gift of sight after all.
Yee! That's a little scary. I'm a little scared now to ride my bike around, because I might hit a gypsy and... Oh, thank you, Jeffrey. Yeah, my wife got a bike for me. After so long, I gave a bike to, like, a neighbor, and I guess they moved with the bike. So needed a new one. And all this time I should have had one, but it was like, maybe next year. And so now that my new job is going to be, yeah, I know, I said I'm unemployed. Actually, I'm in between. They tell you to be in between jobs, which, you know, sounds better, but it really means you're a bum. But I am literally in between jobs right now. I'm 1 week in between, although I'm closer to the old one than the new one, but I'd really like for the old one to be further in the past than the new one is coming. So around Wednesday, I'll be like, yee! You can do that at home if you want. And if you listen to the Wednesday reading that I do in Second Life, I will do that a lot. Yee! Right when it hits. Yee! So, but no, it's a mountain bike with, I didn't get the trip computer or any of that crap on it because really, if I'm, like, lost from here to there, there's something worse wrong with... There will be things wrong with me that a GPS can't fix. I mean, God, I've been walking these streets for how many years? I should frickin' know it. You know, although I'd love... What I'll be able to do is pedal to the Menil from there, from work. So I'll be able to check out the Menil more often. And I love the museum district. And the statues... Maybe go over there and have an early dinner at Cafe Express. You know, it'll be nice. It'll be nice. And we're going to be real close, a lot closer to Keneally's. So, what? Yeah, I just wiped my nose. That's the bump that you heard. Whew, man. Okay, so the next story, now that I babbled enough and shared my life with you. Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on, baby, do the locomancy. I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now. Come on, baby, do the locomancy. See? Someone's going to record that. The chant, maybe there'll be a side challenge, a music challenge, whoever's going to do record the locomancy that can actually sing. So here's Muncie.
Greetings, everyone. The time has come, methinks, for me to tell a story, and in doing so teach you, well, not much, really. I don't really teach things here. It's mostly an incoherent hodgepodge of gags, puns, and pop culture references from the 80s and 90s. Still, it does make for an amusing way to divert you for a minute or two. So let's get with the diverting. The Card Trick by Christopher Monroe. Pick a card. Any card. Look, then put it back into the deck. Queen of Diamonds, right? No? Well, the trick only works one time in 52. Still, when I did it to my buddy Steve, and it was the Queen of Diamonds, he basically lost his mind. Spent days trying to figure out how I did it. Eventually stopped asking me, but I suspect some part of him still wonders, even today. And if you don't think that was worth the dozens of times the trick failed, you don't understand my willingness to overcommit to a bit at all. Flashfiction at ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com tweets at MunzeeMunzee if you seek to follow me on Twitter. I now return you to Lawrence Simon, who will explain to you the meaning of life and secret of true happiness. Don't make me a liar, Lawrence.
I think that the secret to life is to find something that you enjoy doing and doing it, and somehow learn over time that there are things that don't matter, and take that to heart, but not to be completely disconnected with the world. Also, the things that many people find enjoyable, that's what they find enjoyable. When you learn that envying others is not important, but finding things that you truly, deeply want and finding ways to either get them or to help others get what they get and want, truly want, not want out of envy, to help them together. I was going to say the meaning of life is to find other people that have things in common and cooperate and do things with them, but some people, you know, don't like other people, or they find that they only like them on their own terms. So you have to find what you enjoy and then make it come about. And the problem is there are people out there that will exploit your desire to seek out what you want, because that's what they want, to exploit. We could make a whole other podcast out of this. Now that I'm unemployed, maybe you and I can schedule a Skype conference and make some 20-minute strange debate over this. Ooh, and we could call it Footnote. And no, wait, Tom already did that. I'm just babbling at this point. So this is going to be a real long one, I guess. So I'm really sorry for those people who are expecting, oh, I'm just going to spend a few minutes and listen to some stories. Oh, you are so screwed. So here's Guard 13007. I hope I got that number right, because if you knock on their door and it's like, okay, Guard 13008, I'm going to kick your ass for that story. And they're going to be, I don't know what you're talking about. So I apologize to Guard 13008 in advance. And I'll have a check ready. Here's Guard. The right Guard. Not the right Guard is the underarm deodorant, although if he has a thing for underarms, that's between you and him.
Hello, it's Guard 13007 again. I missed like 2 weeks or something, but I'm back again. Maybe to stay. I don't know. Anyhow, my opponent muttered some sort of incantation and the skies darkened. A flash of lightning and my response appeared, a metallic beast drawing in the rest of the lightning and using it to power up. She was unfazed, her eyes turning blue as a blinding light shone above her. When it faded, an electric green dragon was hovering there. It opened its jaws, sucked in air, and belched a fireball at me. My beast jumped to protect me, but was weakened by the extreme heat. Things were looking grim, but I could still make it if I played my cards right. And yeah, that's just what popped into my head. Thank you for listening, and etc., and etc. Goodbye. Oh yeah, I forgot the shameless plug. I've decided for my shameless plug, I'm going to say, check out Kerbal Space Program, which I am not affiliated with, and check out my designs that I've made in that game, and I am affiliated with those. My name is the same as here, as everywhere, on the forums. See you in space.
Space. Space. Gotta go to space. 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 Gotta go. Space. Ooh, ooh, space. Oh, lady. Hey, lady. 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 Space. So, thank you, guard. And, I don't even want to think of underarms. Oh, coffee. I was digging through the sofa. Originally the company that I used to work for, but not anymore. Whew. It started as EV1, then it became Rack Shack, then apparently Radio Shack sued them. Genius move. You know, because Radio Shack is so popular. Then they became EV1 servers. Then they became the Planet. They got merged with the Planet and EV1 came out on top. So then they brought in, you know, this dude that, you know, ooh, I'm superhero that turns companies around. And he did. And then the investors merged us with SoftLayer. And the dude, you know, superhero dude, pocketed a shit ton of money and left us to die. The great, wonderful headquarters became a mostly vacant satellite office. And the clown bitches up in Dallas, well... So I've got this, I was searching the couch, and I've got this, here, you can hear it. It's one of those little badge holder, extendy thingies, you know, like the old game Rygar. I used to just use this Rygar, snap it out and whip people with it, because I'm a people person. I didn't do that to cats, though. That would be mean. Bruin, I'm not going to hit you with it. Bruin's laying on the sofa with Support Lobster. I brought Support Lobster home. Kimi got me a lobster. Because, you know, he was dancing around the lobster man, you know, with wearing nothing but a lobster. And, he gave me a lobster. And Support Lobster, I used to carry him around. And then, we don't want to talk about that incident. But he's home now. He came with me. I thought I'd leave him as a mascot, but just, fuck him. So, no, really, there are some really good people back there, and then there are some really bad people up in Dallas. So let's just get beyond that before a lawsuit happens, and I prove that they're really bad people, and we focus on the good people, and one of them is Serendipity. Ooh, she sent in a recording. Ooh, this will be fun.
My card, he said, reaching into his wallet. You can stuff your card where the sun don't shine. How the hell am I supposed to get home now? I stared, dismayed at the wreck of my car, a complete write-off although his swish limo was barely dented.
Give my office a call, and everything will be taken care of.
He slipped the card into my hand.
Now please, excuse me. I've a flight to catch.
He drove off, leaving me. I sighed, and looked at the card in my hand. It was completely blank.
Ooh, rub it with lemon juice and then hold it near a lighter, but don't set it on fire. He probably used invisible ink. Or maybe not. Thank you, Serendipity. Ooh, I am a robot too. Oh, sorry. Remember the home... I think, wasn't that the first Strong Bad email? You know, are you some kind of robot? You know, can you take off your fit? You know, and my name is Watered Down, or something, I don't know. Right, so Chestnut says there are rappers against violence, racism, and misogyny, and okay. All rap is garbage. Oh, sorry, did I say something? Yeah, I know, I'm probably being racist and sexist, and, well, sexist against men, which actually doesn't count. It's okay to be sexist against men. Men are bad. See? It's called feminism. Oh, great. Now I'm going to piss everyone off. Well, this is what happens when you're unemployed. You start to hate the world. God. There are going to be people out there now who are unemployed for, like, years, and they're going to be like, oh, man, you asshole. Hey, I can make Jewish jokes, too. Screw you. Speaking of... love and happiness and hugging. Let's go to over to Cliff, who says that, so I had an idea. I'm going to start writing my story for my suggestion when I make it. That way, if you pick it, I'm done. If you don't, I got a 100-word story to use somewhere else. Right. Okay, well, here we go. First rule of holes. Stop digging. Oh, wait, I got a shovel along with my bike. Yay! Okay, I did. Here's Cliff.
Storyline by Cliff Lowe. Thanks for calling Storyline. My name is Raj. How can I help you? Yes, sir, we sell custom stories written on demand. How long a story are you needing? 100 words? Really? Is this one of those goofy 100-word podcast things that everybody... Oh, it is. No, sir, we don't judge. We just sell the stories. Now, what credit card will you be using? And the name on the card? I'm sorry, Chris, was that Monroe with a W or an E? Very good. And your topic? Oh, no, sir. We don't do wiener dog stories.
Why don't you do wiener dog stories? They're perfectly good. There's nothing wrong with them. I do wiener dog stories now and then, like when they're dancing, 15 of them, and they roam the plains, and maybe you're right. Maybe we should just... Thank you, Cliff, for pointing out the error of my ways. I'm sorry. I won't ever do a wiener dog story again. I'm sorry. I can't believe I wasted my whole life. 42 years of doing wiener dog stories, and it turned out it was just wrong. I didn't know how it hurt the wiener dogs. Speaking of hurting the wiener dogs, let's move on to Caledonia, who is taking a week off, but that means more time for, stories. Oh, and she's working on BooFest. I hope she says something about it. Otherwise, I'm going to put a link in the... Will I remember to put a link in the show notes? I already put up a Google Plus note, and I'll put it in the SL blog, and I'll put up a poster in my window. Oh, wait, I don't have a printer. Oh, I'll just hold my laptop up to the window, and then probably someone will just steal the laptop. Fucking neighbors. Caledonia.
Weekly Challenge Card by Caledonia Sky Tower. There he is again, on his damn horse. The card is cluttered with other symbolism, but I always draw back, intimidated. Way in the background, a golden burst catches my eye. I lean closer. A sunrise between two towers. The end of a journey? A deep voice rumbles. Death humbles, strips all to the bone, but is not the end. It is transformation. See the sun pass daily only to return. See seasons change in a cycle of rebirth. Old leaves must wither and fly away from a tree's branches, leaving them bare, before new green leaves can appear. Cool.
Thank you, Caledonia. But you've left out any shameless plugs, like your site, and the Shawnakie Library, and, what is your favorite blend of tea? Everyone should share their favorite blend of tea. I think I'll blend them all together. Now that I have two immersion blenders at home. I took the one home from work, and now I have two, so one in each fist, and I could be like cocktail, spinning them, except instead of shattering glass on the floor, I'd lose a finger or two. Then I'd be like, oh, are you a shop teacher? No, I'm just a dumbass flipping immersion blenders. My wife bought a third. It's like we were going through the grocery store, and we almost have everything there, and it's like, oh, wait, merchant, I already have two of these. And she was like, oh, this is for my sister. And, it's on sale. It's like, they don't have these in Florida. I guess immersion blenders are illegal in Florida, and she has to smuggle one in a FedEx package or something. Just, okay. Now she's probably going to take some of my little mini ice cube trays, because I bought, like, you know, 12 of them, too many for the fridge, but always get extra in case they break, and that way you have some, you know, to rotate in as you're ordering new ones to replace the broken ones, and then you have spares, and I'm just weird that way. I freak out if I don't have enough ice in the freezer. We should have just an ice freezer, an ice maker, a professional ice maker we ought to have. Forget about food, just ice maker, mix, and Alcoholics Anonymous on speed dial. God, what are these people are... My God. Just everybody's replying to my tweets today. Why didn't you do this while I was at the job so I could, like, you know, pretend to be social instead of go crazy? I didn't go crazy. I'm fine. If anyone from the new job is listening, this is not the real me, honest. I'm actually the button-down normal person that you saw at the interview and remember from many years ago. And kolaches are on the way, so I will stuff you with kolaches while rambling like a... Tom is here with updates, and I'd like to share them with you. Would you like to hear them? No? Nod your head. Smack you.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I got updates. Jeffrey Fisher is just two stories shy of 10 in a row, whereas Chris Monroe has a year's worth of stories in a row. Furthermore, Tom has 2 years of stories in a row. Oh yeah, Red Goddess, Lizzie, and Cliff are all working on an unbroken chain of stories. Collectively, there are 91. Story average, 12.5. Who'd have thunk? Story total, 4,100. Batgirl Pass, Soldier Harumph, Planet X-Ray, Chris of Platypus Society, and Rael to occupy the 44th place with 21 tales of mystery and intrigue. Serendipity Pass, Danny Merkel, and Lisa of Lemons and Lollipops. Lizzie and Cliff pass Daphne of Going Broke and Terrence of Never Was to claim the 26th place. Red Goddess inches past the Nuclear Kid to take the 32nd place with 32 stories. Beauchamp passes Linda, as does Tora, who is a mere 3 stories shy of entering the lair of the Golden Monkeys. Just last week, Steve the Nuclear Man moved ahead of TJ, while he came roaring back and passed Steve to reclaim the 7th position. Planet Z is about to do something, but I don't want to jinx it. What can I say about Phil Normal Joe? He is 6 stories shy from being in the top 10 for 100 weeks. And tonight's story is called something. It needs a name. Oh, what's the name? Playing cards with Grandma? Grandma, why do they call a funny guy a card? She sets her highball down on the coaster and in broken English says, "There was a dealer in Las Vegas in the late 40s. Could rifle a deck between his ear and shoulder. Every time Bugsy Siegel sees it, he breaks up laughing. Well, Bugsy gets popped. And the next thing you know, everyone the guy even smiled at gets whacked. Finally, one day, they find the dealer in a 55-gallon drum in the desert, a big old smile painted on his face. Let's play some rummy, Timmy. Deal."
Thank you, Tom. Just, it always blows my mind how many people have written stories for this thing and been a part of it, and the ideas and the stories themselves, week in, week out. I mean, we're coming up on 333 weeks. And you know what that means? It means I forgot that the topic should be 3. I picked something else. emails, because it was like, oh, I have an idea for the gift that I'm going to give out in Second Life, and whatever. And I write these notes, and I write lots of notes, but the one thing I don't do is read them. I'm a dumbass. You know, I clean up, and I put them away, and it's like, oh, where'd those notes go? So I need to write notes in a way that they remind me. They jump out. So I should put them on the phone, and then they'll jump out and go, boing! Except next week I'm getting a new phone. Well, I'm getting an additional phone. They give out, like, these killer droids at the new job with T-Mobile and unlimited bandwidth, and it's like, okay. And then you can add on extras. What the hell do you need to add on to those? They're already awesome. I mean, you know, everyone's going to be going around, oh, you need this app, and you need this app, and you need this Drug Wars app. We play Drug Wars. And, you know, I'll find out the call. You know, everyone at the old job was like World of Warcraft type, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm not getting into that lame-ass stuff, said the Second Lifer. But, actually, you know the game I'm into, Words with Friends. I'm getting my butt kicked by Exus, man. And, who was it that's going to, oh, God. Xerxes Ninetales? He's up by 200 on me. This never happens. I'm like the king of suck this week. Just wow. So anyone out there that, you know, dude, just kick my butt. And you know the rule. Whoever loses starts the next one. So if you're like, oh, why is he doing the next one? So it's like, you know, I'd wait for you. And Chicken Mom and I, just that's a good matchup. You know, I think she wins more than I win. I'm not sure. You know, after 20, they roll off the screen, and then it's like, win. I look at all the win, lose, win, lose. It's like, I should probably keep track. That way I know, you know, who really, really is kicking my butt, and then keep playing them, because they're, like, so bored. Horizon doesn't play me anymore. I don't think she likes me. I don't think anyone likes me, because I'm unemployed, and it just bums people out, and then they worry about their job. It's like, you know, no one wants to hang around the dead because, like, ooh, wait, I'm going to die too. I think I'm going to eat some yogurt. So while I'm eating some yogurt, here's TJ. He's back. Yay! And he's posted some photos on his Facebook of a zoo. And, a riverboat. Oh, man. That just... I want to go on a riverboat. Do they have those in New Orleans anymore? Or did they... Let's not get into that. Here's TJ.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and this is Throwdown. Well, if I play my Ice Demon, he'll counter with his Red Dragon card. If I play Cloak of Midnight, he'll throw down Night Vision. Eagle Talon will get Rhythian Shield. Terraforce Army will face Spectral Whale. My ninja fighter is powered down for the next 3 turns, and my crystal wizard is no match for his sorceress. Tarsly will force an agility toss, but he's been doing too well with those, and I do not like my chances. I think I'll just tell everyone he still wets the bed and then win when he runs crying from the room.
Wait, I still wet the bed. Oh, thank you, TJ. Actually, I don't... It's more like gallons of sweat pouring off of me. But that, you know, and the worst part is when you start to cut out carbs from your diet, yeah, you get ketones. And ugh. Never mind. Thank goodness I don't have much of a sense of smell. And you know, you got a lobster on your tummy. Who's a happy boo? Yeah, he's got his lobster back. I used to thought that he'd like his Wooby toy, the fun, you know, jingly catnip sock thing that Feline got him, but he liked it that once, and he was like all huggy and, don't touch my whoopee, but no, just, I guess, he's just a jerk, but he's all happy with his lobster. Yeah, I'm gonna tickle your little back legs. There was this Gospel Voom posted up, there was an appeal for Gospel's cat, Archie, and they're now changing, you know, shifting it to taking care of cats for people that can't afford it. And I think that's a great cause, helping provide medical care for people who can't afford it for their cats. Because, you know, let's completely give up on people, I say. I mean, if you're not eating well and you're not exercising, you're just doomed. But the cats can't do this for themselves. I mean, they can lick that spot all they want, but it's a broken leg. Come on. So, really, let's forget about the people and forget about this Obamacare for people. I say we start Obamacare for cats. Who's with me? Very few people. Well, of course, because I'm throwing people under the bus. Literally, just the other day, I threw three. The bus was sitting still, but still, I threw them under the bus. Okay, maybe I just threw them against the bus because those things really ride low for some reason. You would think something so heavy, man, the shocks on that thing. Oh, sorry. How about I just play Zach Mann's story? Wow, I'm going places that not even the Boy Scouts can get me back from.
I go to this place and ask a woman if she could help me remember this book about a kid who thinks he is playing a game and finds out the only way to win is to bend the rules. He later finds out he was really leading an army, not playing a game. She says, "Card." I take a card out of my wallet. She says, "No, I mean, look under Orson Scott Card. He is the author. Book is Ender's Game. Or better yet, the First Meetings edition. But you will need your library card to borrow it."
Yay! A lot of uses of the word card. I love when people take a word that has so many possible meanings and uses them all, and then mixes them up and spreads them over those Pillsbury Crescent rolls, rolls them up, and oh wait, that's mushroom rolls. I made a bunch of those and left them in the freezer, and my wife is actually eating them. So cool. I actually made something she hasn't, you know, turned her nose up at and says, why do we bother going to the grocery store? Because it's fun and we like to walk and... Hi. Oh, right. Thank you, Zach Mann. And, God,
you are so happy with your little lobster. Yes, you are. Although you would probably sleep if I put a phone book on you. Yeah, and then I would say, oh, your friend Mr. Phone Book.
Okay, maybe not. God, people get so weird and lonely when they're unemployed for such a long time. They start to talk to their pets and get distant from people and kind of... I'm going to go dress up the silverware and little Barbie clothes while I do that. Relish. No, not really. He's not Relish anymore. Brocale. Brocale? No, I... Him. He's going to read a story.
This is called The Card. It's for the 100-word challenge. Written August 31st, 2012. She opened the card and stared at it for most of the afternoon. She knew the next time she saw his name it would be this way. There it was in beautiful calligraphy, his wedding invitation. "We finally found the love of a lifetime." She laughed as she resealed her roommate's mail. This was why she told her to never sever ties with him. This way she would know when the man that shattered her heart in a million pieces was ready to move onward. She pulled her pistol from her purse and also moved onward after pulling the trigger. The card. Thank you.
Wow. Well, that's somebody to scratch off the wedding invitation. I hope no one like that showed up at Cat Glimmer's wedding. Yes, Cat got married. Yay! How many times is this? Oh, you're not supposed to ask that. Oops. Shit. Now my foot is so jammed in my mouth. Why do I do this? Maybe they need to register on shut the fuck up, Simon. Right. I'm just gonna keep going here and pretend that it's all gonna work out. It's all gonna be great. And then Diva will be next, and then maybe we'll have a little wedding between Bruin and Mist, and it'll be a kiddie wedding because people who are unemployed do strange things like that. but it's creative and festive, and you're all invited to the, well, unless, you know, only baby panthers are invited, and the park baby panther. I'm going to miss those park kitties. That was the highlight of my day, which kind of tells you how much the job sucked. But here's Lizzie. She's got a story. Yeah. Okay. What? Do I need to take my meds? Okay. I'll be back.
A line of people, each with a card, waited patiently. Some cards said, odd person. Others, funny person. Odd people to the back, someone yelled. The line disarticulated itself in disarray until all the odd people were standing at the back. When the train arrived, one of the odd people raised his arm. Funny people are odd, he said. Sometimes you simply cannot understand them. A wave of protests came from the front of the line. The supervisor told him to shut up. He did. After all, odd people are odd people, and funny people are funny people. Right? This was my story for the week. I hope you enjoyed it. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. And if you like, get in touch with me in Twitter. My name there is also Lizzie Goodcough. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
I wanted that name, but you took it after I took mine and want to trade. Oh, thank you, Lizzie. And read her stuff. She writes on all the dashes and the sprints and the waves and this and that and lots of good stuff. And it's all just... Somehow I feel like it's like threads in a tapestry that's coming together. And when you step back and look at the tapestry, it's like, oh, now it makes sense. It's kind of cool. Speaking of kind of cool, this is someone who is more than kind of cool. Almost completely cool. Okay, completely cool. It's Botgirl Questy, who has been doing these... single frame story challenges, and also is a part of A is for Avatar, the heart and soul of it, where Bot and Whiskey do like a lot of the text and the pictures, and then every now and then they post one of mine, which, okay, I admit is kind of hateful. I admit it. It's hateful on Plurk, and it's hateful on all the drama. Even though I cause a lot of drama, there's no avoiding drama. It's all a part of our lives. Maybe I should make it the weekly challenge topic every week. And now, you know, thanks for all the stories about drama. Next week, more drama. Yeah, we could do that. I hate myself.
She's a Card, 100-word story by Botgirl Questy. John opened the panel in the back of her head and inserted the card into the open slot. The body was a perfect replica of Jane in her prime, before the accident broke her too badly for even medicine's modern miracles to repair. Jane had resisted getting scanned and backed up, no matter how many times John had nagged her. "We've got plenty of time," she'd say. Now, the results of an experimental post-mortem brain scan were anything but certain. Activating the startup process, John waited to see if his beloved wife would boot up from the dead.
And this is why I keep telling people, you need to make backups. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Botgirl. Some of you may be worried at this point, like, oh my God, you're going to cause harm to yourself. No. Why would I do that? First off, I'm horribly lazy. And two, there are plenty of people that are willing to do that for me. So, really, relax. I'm not going to hurt myself. So, those of you hoping to hurt me, you're like, oh, good. Whew. It's like, unless you're lazy, then you're going to be like, oh, no, great. Now I got to hurt them. Ah, give me my baseball bat. Oh, right. I should probably put in another story here from someone. So, Bonchance and Sevi doing their collaborative thing, working together. Hey, we're a team. The Wonder Twin powers of sheep and chick with spurs. This is not something that I want to... Maybe I do want to think. I'll wait until I take a shower after biking around. So here's Bonchans and Sevi and you naughty, naughty people. I just... Can I play?
Crab Mariner's 100 Word Challenge. This week's challenge word is card. This is a collaborative work between Severina Halostar, Bonchans Longfall. Card. The lunatic was subdued and bound. All but one of the parachutes were destroyed. The engine sputtered. They weren't going to make it. 10 crew, 1 parachute. They decided to try 2 on 1 chute. But who? Everyone picked a card. Highest cards get the chute. Tom held the cards as everyone took a card. Each person held theirs up. The 2 female crew members were showing a jack and 9. Only 1 other crewman displayed a card. A deuce. Tom cupped and palmed his ace. He looked at the 2 female colleagues, saying, "Let's get you strapped in." Card. Some say living in a house of cards is a bad thing. Ever imagined all the great floor plan combinations you could create? You could build regal, formal rooms and pretend you're royalty, or erect a cozy den for when you want to kick back and swig a cool, cold Coors Light. So how do you deal with your home constantly cascading into a pile of cards? Chill out. There's more than meets the eye in a carded configuration. With real estate taking a big dump, why invest into bricks and mortar? Plasticide paper is the way to go. Card. That Jim Casey was a card. Jim was a cheerful guy who loved to pull people's legs. He always had a smile on his face, no matter how bad things were. Even locked up behind bars and constantly being thrown stern looks by the men in blue, he still grinned broadly, like it was his birthday. Jim's house was being dismantled. The search for evidence proceeded. They wanted to nail the sickle. The sheriff, looking revolted, spoke to the sea of news cameras. "I can't get the sight of that hidden room's trophy wall of legs out of my mind."
And I can't get you out of my mind. And I can't... Let me see. Let me look that up. Can't get you out of my mind. That's ELO, right? Lyrics? Here we go. Oh, can't get you out of my head. And I can't get it out of my head. No, I can't get it out of my head. Now my old world... God, I... Fuck, I can't sing. Not today. What am I doing up in that register anyway? Might as well stick my head in a cat. You are just a happy cat. Yeah, you should be under bed with Mommy and then hugging on her. But you know, he's unemployed. Now I can hang out with him. You just zonked, dude. Oh, right. Thank you, Sevi and Bonchans and all the wonderful people. Yee. That's what I'm going to be doing. Yee. Steven the Nuclear Man? Were you at one of those cons or conferences or gatherings or something again? I don't think I've been to one of those recently. I need to. I should. I should go like to one of these and be like walking around and folks are like, "Who are you?" And I'm like, I do a podcast. And they'll be like, "Which one?" And I'll be like, 100 word stories. I'm like, oh, I thought that one ended years ago. Yeah. Oh, and I was Karstu, the supervisor for Christiana Ellis's thing. And they'll be like, oh, my God, is Christiana Ellis here? And I'll just want to crawl off to a corner. She just finished writing Space Casey 2. I don't know if Karstu is in there, though. Does she remember me? I have her book. She hasn't signed it, though. It would be like, can you make this out, too? It's like, yeah, I don't think so. It's only a... I mean, if it's a 50-yard restraining order, I can throw a book 50 yards. Although, you know, can you sign this? And then throw the book that... Security guards hurt my shoulder. Here's Stephen the Nuclear Man. I bet he has some good stories.
Stephen the Nuclear Man here. Yes, I've taken a week off because I was doing stuff. Important stuff. Stuffy stuff. Anyway, if you wish to find out more things that I am doing as Alliteration Inc., it has its own Twitter feed now, free of all the other ranting and rambling that I do on my own. It's at Alliteration Inc., surprisingly enough. Anyway, I have a special guest reader for today's story, mostly because, once again, you all don't want to hear me try to do a female voice. It's scary. By the way, it's a super secret guest voice, and if you figure out who it is, then I might give you something. You'll have to, like, Twitter me or something. Tweet me? That sounds wrong. Like, really wrong.
You got your tweet right here.
I'm totally innocent. That's it. On with the story.
The security guard scowled, face hard as the steel door behind him.
ID, miss. You need to show it at all times.
I sighed, digging in my pocket. Don't need no stinking badges, I muttered, finally withdrawing the plasticized card from my cargo pocket. The guard looked it over.
You sure about this?
You know how many of these guys think boob inspector is funny? As the guard smiled and opened the door to the annual frat convention, I unrolled my tape measure, adjusted my junk inspector badge, and anticipated making a lot of egos experience a lot of shrinkage.
Wait, don't go checking out my junk. Back off, man. Oh, sorry. Thank you for Stephen the Nuclear Man and mystery guest. As I posted before, with Neil Armstrong's passing, a lot of you were asking, hey, where were you during the moon landing? And most of you weren't born yet. Me, literally, I was not born yet. Well, you weren't conceived yet either, you young whippersnappers. And believe me, snapping a whip, don't try it. You'll put your eye out, kid. But my mother was 7 months pregnant with me. And she held her belly up against the screen and said, ooh, moon landing. Like, you know, pressing your belly up the screen is... my eyes weren't even fully formed. They weren't even open. I could hear, but why didn't she press her, you know, belly against the speaker? That small, tinny, pathetic speaker. I remember my mom later saying, press belly up the screen. It's like, oh, so from the radiation. Because that was the black and white TV that was in the basement that all it could get was Channel 44 in Chicago. That, you know, oh boy, White Sox baseball. And it, or was 44 the educational one? No, that was 11. I don't remember ever watching Sesame Street on there, but I was told that I watched Sesame Street. But I don't remember it, because it was a black and white TV, and it would be like, oh, Big Bird is yellow? Wait, Grover is, no, blue? A blue thing? Never mind. Oh, great, another message. A fortunate smile worthy find. About the Nardo photos. So apparently September 2nd, 1969, the internet consisted of two computers. And so how many of you were there? Where were you when the internet was developed, the ARPANET. My mom was 7 months pregnant with me, and she pressed her belly up against the ARPANET and said, "Ooh, look at this, this is amazing." Okay, you're all... I hate being unemployed. Thank goodness I've got a job starting next Monday. Kissed if I'm... God, I'm just going to go stir crazy. I'm going to fucking lose it. Actually, the joke about it is, I was out of work for 2 years after I left the station. Then 9/11 and other stuff happened, and... Right. Here we go with another story. This one's Norval Joe. God, I'm rambling a lot this week. So here we go with Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 332 with a prompt of card. Here's my story. Elblanor shot his last arrow and pulled his long, slender sword from its scabbard. Sharika's magical blasts were visibly weaker with each wave. Findert's chest and face were spattered with goblin blood. He laughed as he swung his double-edged axe back and forth, disemboweling multiple goblins with each swipe. "You look to be tiring, dwarf. Do you need Owen's help?" Traveler teased. "Ye be a veritable card, ranger. Keep your sense of humor. You'll need it when the next wave gets here," Flindert said. Owen gulped when he looked over his shoulder and saw the goblins mounting another attack. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
But that's not all. If you order right now, you'll get a second Wiener Dog stretcher at no additional cost. Just pay separate shipping and handling.
Wiener Dog Stretcher? That's just messed up. I thought people used vacuum pumps for that. Story. Thank you, Norval Joe. That just... How much was that again? How many box tops? Boxes of what? Or just tops of boxes? Any boxes? Hopefully not refrigerator boxes, because, God, that would be just... And with 5 refrigerator box tops, you get a free... That's... Oh, hold on. Wait, so 4.1 million year words and... Yeah. My God, 4,000 stories, and then you've got my stories, which one a day, average of about a little more than one a day, but yeah, one a day. But then you can't count the ones on Sunday because, well, you know. But I've got a whole bunch of others written up in the archive, so assume about 7.5 years to fill in the Sundays. It's about that much. So 365 times 7, so there's another about 3,000 of those. So, is this the largest archive of 100-word stories out there, or is that still the Drabblecast forums? I don't know. I'm not in competition with them. And congratulations. It's only taken me an hour to get to it, but congratulations to Norm Sherman and the fine folks at the Drabblecast. I don't think Luke Coddington is with them anymore. Man, it was all about the Luke. But congratulations to them for winning the Parsec Award for speculative fiction. And that's just awesome, because I've been a part of that too, so indirectly, it was all about me. They had one of my stories this past year and the year before, so you're welcome, Norm. And they've got another one of mine in the queue, so when they win in 2013, just in advance, just go ahead and thank me for that too. I don't like awards. I really don't. Because then you get all like, "Oh, I want awards, so I'm better than you." Look, I know I'm better than you, and I don't need an award to prove it. What? Why are you hitting stop? No, don't hit stop. You still have to listen to Danny Dwyer's story. It's a good one. And now you know the name of Bubbles' father, which... is not the person that she keeps calling daddy. That's another... she has issues.
Hello, hello, Danny Dwyer here, yet again with Weekly Challenge 332, Card. So here we go. You really suck when you're in a bad mood. Just deal the cards, Mark screamed at the top of his lungs. I just sat there motionless. First card of the deck in my right hand. Refusing to move. Refusing to deal the next hand of five-card stud poker. You're lucky I don't defriend your sorry Republican ass on Facebook. You might be a complete and utter douchebag who loves yelling at empty chairs, but you are no Clint Eastwood, I responded. Okay, I'm so going to kick your liberal ass. Deal! I just dealt the hand, never saying the cards were marked.
Thank you, Danny. And, you know, I am so glad that as the election approaches, that we're not having the fighting and the sniping and the pissing matches and the defriendings and the I'm never coming back again and the taunting like back in 2008. I think it's great that people are not just coming together but sticking together and with the things that they find in common and the writing and the creativity and not dwelling on the fact that everything that you believe in is utterly fucking stupid, and I just can't stand it. And Jesus Christ, do you have to be so noisy about it? And there was this great rant that someone posted about we're right and the other guy is wrong, and our party is smart and you're all dumb. And it was just awesome because just it works both ways. But the truth is, every party is dumb. Every belief is dumb. We're all doomed. So I say vote for doom. In 2012. Why choose the lesser of two evils? Just end it. Write in, I don't give a shit. That's what I plan on writing in. I'm going to write in, I don't give a shit. And I encourage all of you, you know, if you're in a state that's going to be like 97% voting for some guy, especially if you're in Washington, D.C., look, yeah, Washington, D.C., voting for a Republican will happen just when the beast with all those heads and the revelation and shit happens. So if you're in Washington, D.C., you can have some fun. I envy you. I truly do. Because you can write in anything, and it could be hundreds of people in a flash mob in Washington, D.C. Because you get three electoral votes, and you know who they're going for. You know it. You fucking know it. I mean, it's not like this is Reagan stomping the fuck out of Walter Mondale. You know, and even Walter Mondale got Washington, D.C. So, if you're in Washington, D.C., I'm going to move to Washington, D.C., I think. Because I'm unemployed. And, well, there are a lot of people unemployed in Washington, D.C. But just let's come up with something. Make a flash mob in the election and just... And I swear to you, if I don't give a shit winds up winning Washington, D.C., okay, I'm sorry. But I'll tell that to the FBI agents who come. So, dude, it is just the ultimate possibility for comedy there. You could come up with the funniest fucking write-ins there if you know that, oh, come on, it's in the bag. That would be so cool. Just... What was my point? And if there's a similarly, you know, they're going to be red no matter what state, I encourage you to do that too. Is there a red and never will be blue state that you can do? Let's have some fun. I think Zafrank should put, I'm going to email Zafrank and suggest it. You know, if you're in Washington, D.C., write it. See, people will do what he says. They won't do what I say. And if you do what I say, just let me know. I've got some ideas. Oh, sorry. Have I rambled again? God, we're over an hour. Oh, Lord. I guess we're supposed to have some sort of commercial break here or station ID. You are listening to 100 Word Stories by Lawrence Simon. And now, back to the show. So, here we go with Ari Gaffer.
Richter couldn't fathom being duped into this colossal time waste.
visiting the seer? It was ludicrous to think this would help. Life blew, and that was that. The bloody invasion had taken his work, town, wife, and all else that mattered in life. All that remained was loss and anger, and this quack oracle across the table. "So turn the card," barked Richter. The oracle didn't immediately. "Your view is very short. See little. Maybe raise eyes. Look farther. No?" As the card rotated, the view wiped to become another reality. Lushly opposed to his former life. Completely alone, too.
Cool. Thank you, Ari. Welcome back. I hope you're warm. I know that you're up there in cold, cold place. Cold. Bruin's not cold. He's just happy. He's good as Lobsy, and he's spreading his back toesies. Did I mention that, God, it's been almost an hour. Photo cat. Old photos, saw Nardo, cried for a bit. It just, it hit me. It hit me. So, here's, we got more. Red. Everything's right in the world again. She's the last story that came in. Whew, man, I was worried there. My world was literally upside down. I was walking on the ceiling. Although, it's not as comfortable as walking on the carpet. Unless, you know, there are times when the, well, Nardo doesn't barf on the carpet anymore. He's kind of dead. But the others, well, yesterday one of them, they pooped outside of the litter box, even though it was clean. I don't know which one it was, but they suck. These two have been usually been pretty good about that, but I don't know. They're letting us know something. They're saying, you humans... So, here's, Red story. Read by me. The rainstorm hits the coast harder than the locals expected. Rain or shine, Lola has to work. At the hotel, the wind slaps the front gate open, dragging debris in from the main street. A Queen of Hearts card flies in and lands on Lola's desk. She looks up and notices the light for the no vacancy sign is flickering. Lola wishes she had taken a personal day off to spend time with the mystery guy. She is reluctant to open her heart and deal with another disappointment. She could still hear his last word while saying good night. "You intrigue me." Thank you, Lola. And if the no vacancy sign goes out, does that mean that there are vacancies now? And that everyone would be, "Oh boy, there's vacancies in this hotel with all electricity. Oh man, I hope there's no cable too." And thank you, Red. I just... Illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. Yeah. Hello, Boo. Oh, you're going to lick your feet? Okay. Where's Mist? Is she in her little box? She's still... Yep. She's still in that. I should buy more shoes, just so that the cats have fresh boxes to sit in, because Mist loves sitting in kitty boxes. Yeah, they're kitty boxes that people mistakenly put shoes in. Oh, you are now being a lazy ass. Hello, I got your feet. I shouldn't have put the camera away, because he is just being so cute. Yes, you are. You should be on the bed with Mommy, so that she can hug on you, but instead you're out here with your lazy unemployed daddy. Speaking of lazy unemployed daddy, I take a break on Sundays, as I said before, but there's this one guy who always comes in last. Literally, just the last story every week. And this time, no exception. Planet Z, take it away.
My grandmother turns 97 tomorrow.
I didn't send her a card this year, or the past 6 years. Or was it seven? Anyway, she's 97, and at every birthday dinner, she always asks whose birthday it is. It's yours, my parents tell her. Oh, she says. And how old am I? 97. Oh, says my grandmother, then slowly. Oh. They give her the cards to read, and they get to mine. It's perfect, my grandmother says. They told me she said that 7 years ago. So I said, keep giving her that card each year then. It's still perfect.
And there you have it. A bunch of really good stories about card, and a few good lessons to live your life by. Thank you to everyone who is a part of this weekly challenge this week, as opposed to this week. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, social network sharing options, and a whole bunch of other stuff you won't bother with anyway. Until next week, where the topic will be, no, it's not going to be three. It's going to be red. Eee! Although it could be a red three. Are you playing Uno? Oh, this is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening. And, as always, keep it brief. I know what you're thinking. I should put some sort of happy birthday, Nanaru, and all that, but you know what? She's not going to listen to this. No, and I don't want her listening to this. She would be within a minute. She would be like, oh, so how's Michael?